The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The scene is a public meeting in Hanover County. The cheering is for a speaker who's just delivered a stern scolding to an official from the Virginia Department of Rail and Public Transportation. What's going on? Well, we'll learn more about it from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
This is coverage by Debbie Truong, a reporter for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Basically, there's a plan to upgrade the rail service between Richmond and Washington.
One thing being considered is building a new rail line through the town of Ashland. Now, people in town say that will hurt property values and cause problems, and they don't want it. An alternative is putting the new line in a more rural part of Hanover County, west of Ashland.
And, of course, that's got people that are in the path of that proposed western bypass upset as well. They feel like this is going to hurt their property values and diminish the rural lifestyle that they have to have this train come through.
David, it's a situation we've seen before. People over a larger region seem to be in favor of something, but those particular people who'll be affected by it, they have a different view.
You know, it's one of these projects that has widespread support, but the question is where to put it. So this reporting by the Richmond Times-Dispatch shows that there's a lot of wariness on the part of this proposed route. It's a long way from happening. They're just in the process now of scoping it out and coming up with a proposed route.
The ultimate benefit of this would be to reduce rail travel time between Richmond and Washington by 15 to 20 minutes. David, our next story is from Culpeper County, and it involves controversy regarding a mosque.
Sure, this is a story by Allison Brophy Champion. She's a reporter for the Culpeper Star Exponent. And there's a Islamic community that wants to build a mosque, and they've kind of run into a problem with their land. The land's not served by a central sewer system, so they have to use a septic system, and the land is not suitable for a standard septic system.
Which means they would need a special permit to allow them to haul sewage away from the site. They asked the supervisors to approve that.
It failed on a 4-3 vote. They came down to, the question of to what extent did religion play in this decision on what, in most cases, would be a cut-and-dry land use issue. How much did religion play in the 4-3 denial?
The supervisors say religion played no role whatsoever, that it was simply a matter of law. The Islamic Center is trying to make a case that religion did play a role.
There was some testimony that the other land had been granted, kind of routine basis, approval for an alternative septic system, and including five churches have been among those that have been approved. But for this mosque, the county denied it on a 4-3 vote.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.